Now we bring to these microphones Mike Gendron, and he is out of Dallas, Texas. But from that vantage point, he keeps a focus on the Vatican and on the Pope, Pope Francis, and the different activities that each of those entities may be involved in. Of course, the Vatican, the headquarters for Pope Francis, but he travels around the world, makes a lot of statements. We want to stay on top of those statements so you can understand really what's happening. That's a key part of the world. And ultimately, Revelation 17 says that it will come better into focus as we look at Pope Francis and also the Vatican. Mike, there was a UN report that came out this week, a scathing report against the Catholic Church about their involvement with pedophiles. We need to explain this. People have been hearing the report that's come out. They've heard all types of sides. Just can you give us an overall view of what really this UN report was all about, and what about the Catholic Church's response?
Yes, I can, Jimmy. The United Nations has accused the Vatican of systematically turning a blind eye to decades of sexual abuse by Roman Catholic priests. And I think it's really important here to see that the United Nations has a right to do this, because the Vatican, as many of your listeners may know, is a sovereign nation. It's also a signatory of the UN Convention of the Rights of the Child. And it was the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child that actually published the report. So that explains why the UN is getting involved in Vatican affairs. But the UN demanded that the Vatican immediately turn over known or suspected offenders for civil justice. You know, in decades past, the Roman Catholic religion has tried to either cover up the Roman Catholic pedophile scandal, or they've tried to take justice into their own hands. But now there's an outside source, the UN, coming in and saying that these children need to be protected by the state. So when we read about the United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child, it has actually accused the Roman Catholic Church of imposing a code of silence on clerics. And what the Catholic Church has done in decades past is to move abusers from one parish to another in an attempt to cover up such crimes. And Jimmy, when you stop and think about this, rather than confront these pedophile priests and put them under church discipline, instead they just move them to a different parish so they can prey on more innocent victims. And this is just outrageous that the United States has allowed this to go on. But now we see that the UN is getting involved, and hopefully something will come about correcting this problem that continues to go on uncorrected.
Mike, do you believe that the United Nations does have a strong enough authority and a backing from the rest of the world to make the Catholic Church open up and respond to these charges?
Well, only time will tell, Jimmy, because you know the Roman Catholic religion is a very powerful force throughout the world. But the fact that they've signed on as a signatory, as part of the United Nations, and they are a sovereign nation, I would believe that they would come under the jurisdiction of the United Nations. But whether or not the Roman Catholic religion, the Holy See, and the Vatican throws its weight around and resists this, I think we'll have to wait and see.
I think I remember you reporting to us about a book that was published not too long ago that said there are a number, the percentage of priests in Catholicism today would be of the gay persuasion. Do you recall mentioning that?
Yes, I do. In fact, there's actually been several other books that have come out recently, and they estimate anywhere between 33 and 50% of all priests in the Roman Catholic religion are professed homosexuals. In fact, in the last 30 years, Roman Catholic priests were dying from AIDS-related illness at a rate of four times higher than that of the general population. So it's a very serious problem within the Roman Catholic religion. And Jimmy, unfortunately, the Catholic priest that is a homosexual has no power to be victorious over their sin unless they repent and believe the gospel. And since the Roman Catholic religion upholds and preaches a false gospel, the one gospel they adhere to is powerless to do anything to give these priests victory over their homosexual tendencies. And so It's really a spiritual problem. But the other problem is that, as you probably know, Jimmy, priests make a vow of celibacy at their ordination, and by doing so, they agree to remain unmarried and abstinent throughout their lives. And you can imagine how difficult it is for single men to control their sexual urges. And so the end result is they have an outlet, and unfortunately it has a lot to do with preying on young boys, innocent victims. Really, if the Vatican would only allow their priests to be married, a lot of this problem, I believe, would go away.
You know, does that not sound like the doctrines of demons? I think it's 1 Timothy chapter 4, where it talks about in the last days, these will be the doctrines taught, and is not one of them refusing to allow people to be married?
Yes, Jimmy, that is correct. In fact, it shows in that passage that in the end times, people will depart from the faith to practice doctrines of demons. And we know that the Roman Catholic Church has departed from the faith. At the Council of Trent, it officially and dogmatically departed from the faith by issuing over 100 anathemas on those who believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. They deny the sufficiency of our Lord Jesus Christ to save sinners completely and forever. They've added requirements to the gospel of grace such that Roman Catholics believe they must do their part in order to get through the gates of heaven. This is another gospel, and therefore the whole Roman Catholic religion is under the condemnation of Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 9. And Jimmy, this gives evangelicals a great opportunity to reach out to Catholics, because for the life of me, I can't understand how Roman Catholics can continue to worship in a church that abuses its children. This should be a scandal. And we know that it is in the political arena, but it should be a scandal within the Roman Catholic religion.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm wondering, though, Mike, does this not somehow become enhanced when you have the Pope making statements about gays that they can be gay and they can be Christians as well? You have the Swiss Guard, who are the men responsible coming out of Switzerland, who guard the events at the Vatican, saying there's a gay network in the Vatican itself. There's a culture that is setting the stage for this to happen.
Well, you're right. In fact, that was just recently reported about the former commander of the Swiss Guard coming out and making that statement. But Pope Francis has acknowledged that there is a gay culture within the Holy See, and I believe that's why he is saying, who am I to judge, because I don't think he knows how to handle the problem. You know, if they start defrocking Roman Catholic priests because of their homosexual tendencies, that would reduce the number of priests, and they already have a tremendous shortage of priests throughout the world. By the way, that's what the United Nations is asking the Vatican to do, to come up with policies to where these sexual abusers will be removed from the priesthood. But the Roman Catholic religion probably won't do that because of the shortage of priests.
Wow. So it's an ever-ongoing problem that's going to have to be dealt with. Probably the culture of the world, which is homosexual, sodomite, is not assisting in helping this be rectified either, is it?
No, it's not, and I'm not surprised that this Pope is taking a soft stance on homosexuality because of his popularity. He's probably right now more popular than John Paul II was, and we know what happens when the world loves everyone is loved by the world. Jesus said in Luke 6:26, woe to the man who is loved by all. So this Pope has definitely gained a lot of popularity, but a lot of it has come because of his humble approach to the papacy, but also because of his indifference toward being a doctrinal guru or enforcing issues such as the homosexuality of the priesthood.
Which most likely was one of the reasons that Pope Benedict resigned. I mean, he was a tough doctrinal type of guy, and though he did not know Christ probably as Lord and Savior, truly according to the biblical gospel, he stood for those things that are right biblically anyway.
Yeah, you're right, and I think the reason he resigned is because he didn't know how to fix the problem. The problem had grown so big with this Vatican having a network of homosexual priests and bishops and cardinals. He just didn't know how to resolve the problem, and so he turned it over to Pope Francis, and now Pope Francis recognizes the problem, but he comes out and says, who am I to judge?
Right. Well, we have the answer to the problem. It's Jesus Christ and the true biblical gospel. And the Catholics are open for this type of hearing, are they not? Would this not be a great opportunity for those who truly know Christ to reach out to their Catholic friends?
Well, that's what our ministry is all about. We've developed resources to help evangelicals reach out to Roman Catholics. And you're right, this is a wonderful opportunity with the scandal going on within the Catholic religion, and it continues to grow, and so we really do need to be on a rescue mission to go in and rescue Roman Catholics out from this system that's under the condemnation of God from Galatians chapter 1.
Mike, give our listeners that address so they can go to your website and find out about some of those materials.
Yeah, our resources are available at proclaimingthegospel.org. Or they can give us a call at the ministry at 972-495-0485, and we'd be glad to help people with resources to reach out to this huge mission field.
Mike Gendron, a great help to us here on Prophecy Today, helping us to understand the activities of Pope Francis and the Vatican, and in particular this very, very strong report coming out from the United Nations, talking about pedophiles among the priestly activities of the leaders of the Catholic Church. Mike, I appreciate your time and spending this moment with us to help us better understand these events. Appreciate it so much, my good friend. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Jimmy.